This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia today. The meeting assumes significance in the backdrop of the two countries arriving at an agreement on patrolling arrangements in areas along the line of actual control. The meeting between Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President will be the first structured meeting in the last 5 years. The two leaders met the last in 2023 on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in South Africa, and Mr. Modi had highlighted India's concerns on the unresolved issues along the LAC in the western sector of the India-China border areas. Mr. Modi will also address the BRICS sessions. Mr. Modi also held bilateral talks with presidents of Russia and Iran, wherein he stressed the need for peaceful resolution of issues and said that war does not bring solutions. In his meeting with Mr. Putin, Mr. Modi asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Foreign Secretary Vikram Nisri informed media persons that Prime Minister Modi briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region. Mr. Modi and Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian also met on the sidelines of the BRICS summit and discussed the situation in West Asia. Our correspondent reports from Kazan that India is emerging as a peacemaker in the international arena. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed hope that good neighbourly relations between India and China will be strengthened following their recent agreement on border de-escalation. During the daily UN briefing, Guterres welcomed any positive engagement between the two nations, emphasizing the importance of enhancing their relationship. Guterres is also set to attend the BRICS summit. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had begun and signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurudwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narowal, Pakistan through Kartarpur Sahib Corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Narendra Modi government will continue to facilitate countries' Sikh communities' access to their holy sites. Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy has emphasized the importance of production efficiency and environmental stewardship in the coal sector. Chairing the half-yearly review meeting on the coal sector in New Delhi, the minister highlighted the need to embrace innovative technologies to enhance coal production while minimizing environmental impact. Mr. Reddy expressed deep concern for the environment and urged all stakeholders to prioritize responsible mining practices, including the implementation of accredited compensatory afforestation initiatives and effective reclamation of de-coaled lands. Delegate registration for International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, has begun. The 55th IFFI will be held in Goa from 20th to 28th November this year. Film enthusiasts can log on to my.iffigoa.org to register their names, while film professionals and cine enthusiasts can register themselves by paying a fee of 1,180 rupees. Students can get free access to panels and screenings with an allowance of 4 tickets per day. Interested delegates can create a My IFFI account on my.iffigoa.org to access a personalized dashboard. In hockey, the much-anticipated bilateral series between India and Germany will kick off today at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in New Delhi. The match will begin at 2 p.m. This series is special as it will mark the return of international hockey to the Indian capital after a decade. Also, Harmanpreet Singh-led Team India will play 2 matches against Germany, who are the reigning world champions and silver medalists at Paris Olympic. India will be eager to avenge their narrow 3-2 loss in the semis of Paris 2024. Meanwhile, Hockey India has announced free entry for spectators in the stadium through a digital ticketing system. Fans can also watch the live streaming of the match on DD Sports. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.